If you can believe it, September is next week, and with it comes early fall harvest seasons. With All Things Outdoors from WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson, here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
So what kind of food grown in the North Woods are good to harvest this time of year?
Yeah, this is kind of, I guess, what I view as like the fall harvest season. It's really kind of getting into full swing. You know, right now there's some wild edible mushrooms out there, chanterelles, hen of the woods, lobster mushrooms, even some shrimp of the woods are kind of hanging around a little bit. I really like the chanterelles, quite frankly, because I like to, you know, they can be certainly be cooked and eaten fresh, but also they dehydrate well, and then you can rehydrate them later in the fall or winter to add to a wild game dish.
Have you been seeing a lot of mushrooms out there this year?
I haven't seen a lot just yet, at least of the edible variety. Lobster mushrooms yesterday, I saw quite a few, and then I saw my first chanterelles yesterday. Okay. So I'm kind of getting in that mood.
All right. And then I know wild rice usually starts up this time of year. Where's that usually at, though?
Yeah, so wild rice is, you know, it's kind of unique to northern Wisconsin. I think it's a great activity to go out and harvest wild rice. You know, again, when you can pair that with some other type of wild game, or, you know, again, you mix in some of those wild mushrooms, it's a really unique experience and very nutritious. And I think it's a great way to appreciate something that's kind of unique to the area. You know, from you know, the standpoint of conservation, we have a tendency to conserve what we appreciate and value. To find wild rice, we do actually have a layer on our DNR website that has wild rice waters. As far as the best places to go to harvest from there, again, it's one of those things you have to kind of scout on your own and, you know, find out where the best rice beds are.
And I know berry picking is another popular harvest for people. What kind of berries are available or will be coming available?
Yeah, so I've been picking a few blackberries. Chokecherries were kind of on the end of that. There's a few other little berries out there, but I think the blackberries are probably the main one. And I guess for me and my patches and my berry picking, that's my largest volume or weight that I get, that I pick of anything, is going to be the blackberries. I kind of like adding those to jams, jellies. Some people maybe like to make some wine or maybe even some mulled wine later in the year, so you can either look back on the summer season or whatever. I don't really like to think about winter in August and September, but sometimes you kind of have to.
And are permits required for any of these kind of activities?
Good question. You know, there really isn't any permit or license required except for the wild rice. You do need to purchase a wild rice harvester's license. I forget what the total is, but I think it's less than $10.
And then switching gears a bit here, with the return of fall also comes some hunting seasons, correct?
Yes. Speaking of the meat to pair with the wild rice, is September 1st is the start of our early teal season. And what that is green wing and blue wing teal. And those are the only ducks that can be harvested, but there is a special 10-day season from September 1st through September 9th. There are some specific hunting hours for those, so people should consult our hunting regulations to find those. You know, and I think it's also a good idea for other users to be aware of that too, because there's going to be some gunfire in places that people haven't heard gunfire in the last year or so. You know, and potential for conflict. And I think it's just important for people to recognize that those activities may be occurring, and then we can all kind of give each other the berth that we need.
And there's some other bird seasons up here in September. Goose, you said, and mourning doves?
Yes, early goose season starts September 1st, as well as mourning doves. You know, I'm really kind of biased towards mourning doves. I think that that is a largely underappreciated activity in Wisconsin. Granted, in this part of the state, we don't have great mourning dove hunting, or at least in Oneida County and Rhinelander, just from the standpoint we lack some of the larger grain fields of some of the more agricultural areas. But we still, you know, if you get out and scout, you can still find some mourning doves and find some place to hunt them. You know, it's a great activity. It's, you know, you can shoot up to 15 of them in a day. You start to work on your wing shooting with live birds. If you have dogs, your dogs, they'll pick them up. Sometimes you got to be a little careful. The dogs might eat them because they are kind of bite-sized. And, you know, another reason to kind of dip your toes in the water of hunting with mourning doves is it's kind of a gentleman's sport, I guess you could say, from the standpoint of you don't have to be out there early, you don't have to be out late, and you don't have to work that hard to have some fun doing it. So, you know, it's a fun activity. I've really become to appreciate that.
And what's a good place for them to find, you know, permits required, again, have restrictions, those kinds of things. What's a good resource for that?
Yeah, so almost everything that I've referenced in one way or another, there is probably a rule that we regulate, probably require licenses or something similar, at least for the hunting season. So go on the DNR website, check that out. We'll have some resources there. And then as far as like some of the harvest of some of the plants and mushrooms, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but on some of the properties that you go on, some of the public properties, there may be some restrictions on what can be harvested. So people should double check there.
Great. Well, Conservation Warden Tim Otto, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.